Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so that it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have Joy Chavez, and she's expecting her third child with football player Trevin Diggs. She already has two other kids with Bow Wow and the rapper Future. This woman is cashing in on child support from three well-to-do baby daddies. She's also 35 and preying on younger, inexperienced men. When DiCaprio does this, he's a pedo. So what does this make her? What's with super high-value simps falling for single mothers these days? Remember that the U.S. black community is a matriarchy ruled by single mothers. These men must be suffering from Will Simp Syndrome, and this woman is collecting child support as if it were Pokemon. Up next, Congress wants to ban TikTok, but the legislation that they want to pass for this gives them the right to ban anything else they don't like. If all it takes to ban the First Amendment is legislation, then what good is it? TikTok is also one of the only platforms where young people can voice their opinions these days. It seems that every country in the English-speaking world is now trying to silence its young critics. Think of all those young women on TikTok explaining the insanely high rents and food prices. Number three, Cardi B makes music for girls who think that collecting child support is basically making money moves. It is if you're Joy Chavez and can trap three wealthy baby daddies for diversification. She also makes music for girls who Febreze their panties instead of washing them. And they all seem to complain about not having enough money for Aiden's milk. Yet they're the ones spending it on a different kind of powdered milk. Moving on, London unveils the new statue that's going to be built on the fifth plinth in Trafalgar Square in 2026. And this isn't satire. Statues used to be made of historic figures. Now they're just a form of virtue signaling. I'm offended because that booty is nowhere near big enough. Shouldn't the right arm also be swinging forward if the left foot is in front? And here I thought that these were racist. We truly are living in an idiocracy. It's also blue, so government lasers won't be destroying it. Number five, looks like the current year incels are now handsome men. He's a 31-year-old that's never had any kind of romantic love reciprocated back. But he probably just hasn't figured out that women don't love men the way that we love them. He's probably also only 5'7" and doesn't want to settle for women that are over 200 pounds. If he's short, this manlet bro will probably have more luck in the Philippines. Then again, he's probably not a loser, but just pretending he is, which is one of the attention techniques women are using these days. Up next, all those Indian arranged marriage bros don't understand that their brides-to-be were probably smashed by their white boyfriends in the backseat 30 minutes before meeting their husband-to-be. Meanwhile, in Toronto, we have this curry cell cleaning up in the VIP. I bet he pulled out a wad of cash out of his wallet thicker than his fist by selling all the gold his arranged marriage wife in India was hoarding her entire life. Either that or he's a Rainbow Raj friend that likes dudes. Number seven is today's daily dose of double standards. When women want younger men, it's a preference. But when men want the same, we're predators. When women want to date rich men, that's also a preference. But when men don't want to date single mothers, that's immature. When women want a dominant man, that's a preference. But when a man wants a submissive woman, that's misogyny. But all these rules don't matter if you're good looking enough. Otherwise, the only way to win is not to play. Moving on, we have a black, deaf Google worker who was touted as a diversity success. Now she's suing Google because they didn't provide her a sign language interpreter to help her do her job. Imagine a diversity hire suing you after you charitably gave them a job. She won the ghetto lottery and it wasn't enough for her. This is basically the same headline. I think that every employee should sue Google and see what happens. Number nine is Greta really Glenn, and they just can't hide it anymore. To me, Greta just looks like a young Bobcat Goldthwait. Wasn't this individual a member of the band Hanson back in the 1990s? Not to be mistaken for handsome. I think she's just hit the wall early at the age of 21. Or maybe, just maybe, this is Sam Kinison's kid. Moving on, we have a French tabloid saying that the rumors that Brigitte Macron, the French president's wife, is a man, even though there is a trial against the person who said it. I guess she doesn't like it when somebody said that she's got a baguette in her briefs. I don't care either way. I think it's just an old woman with a terrible facelift and a wig. This looks like Macron, the son husband with his mother. The guy looks like he's being held hostage by a person 25 years older than him. If she can do it, then so can Leo. Number 11, we have a woman realizing that woman, female, human, and person all have the masculine root words in them. Here I fixed it. Just remember there are no masculine or male words in dishwash her. I hope that my comment created so much offense that a dump truck is needed to take all of it away. Even she is based on he. Up next, on March 14th, 1883, Karl Marx made his most important contribution. He came to his end. Tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people starved because of his words. What a legacy. Just don't invite him over for Thanksgiving potluck because he probably won't have anything to bring for you. The traditional food in his country is an empty plate, and he definitely knows it. Capitalism is going to create AI, and it's about to bring an end to wage slavery. Then we'll have an attention-based economy. Number 13, we have Lavinia, and she jabbed a pointy object into her boyfriend's leg while drunk, and she's been spared jail because, according to the judge, she's too bright for prison. You know you can fix her. I just need to put on my Kevlar vest first. She's studying to be a heart surgeon because you know that's exactly what we need, an alcoholic surgeon with an anger management issue. Gee, what could possibly go wrong? Women are definitely living on easy mode. I can think of a couple of reasons why the judge might have let her off. Moving on, we should reject modernity and embrace tradition. We need to bring back insane asylums for liberal lunatics. It's really easy to get them to go in. Just offer up free room and board and unlimited internet access. And paint the doors with rainbow colors. Wham! You won't be able to keep them out. For the ones that aren't easily convinced, just tell them it's a Minecraft room. Unfortunately, they turned the public school system into the new asylums, and the inmates are the teachers, and they're making the kids crazy. Number 15 is the look that liberals give you when they watch you having a happy life with no wife. They're nihilistic and want you to be miserable like they are. Your happiness is the only trigger they need if they're a flaming libtard. Up next, be careful out there, Lone Star, or you might wake up next to Pizza the Slut in the morning. Also, remember that if you meet a woman off a dating app and she doesn't look like her picture, she's going to have to keep buying you drinks until eventually she does. If there was something like makeup for men's cars to turn a Buick into a BMW, men would have got hauled off to jail. But just look at what makeup does to women. It turned this one into Paul. Remember, always take them swimming on a first date. Number 17, Don Lemon demanded a Cybertruck $5 million in equity in the X company to do an interview with Elon Musk, before Musk unceremoniously threw him out. And here I'm happy to get $100 in ad revenue from X each month. Musk was doing him a favor and he tried to exploit him. This guy, what a queen with limited talent. He's only worth a Honda Civic with 400,000 miles on it and a Happy Meal. He gives off the same vibe as this. Moving on, we have yet another woman that's going to get away with a crime and not do the time. A jailed pedo will most likely win her court appeal for no other reason than she's a woman. There's no more equality. Just double standards. It seems like the judges and juries need to get locked up for simping. Then this sort of stuff wouldn't have ever happened. This is just normalizing this behavior from women, and now we have grape culture that actually favors them, as well as bad actions and no accountability for them. Number 19, speaking of accountability, here's a woman trapped by her one weakness, accountability. If only this were true, because accountability is only a weakness if you have to take it. So therefore, she doesn't have any weaknesses. We could say that being forced to take responsibility for their actions, which they don't seem to be able to do, is actually their one weakness. Up next, Brigitte Macron, the woman that's with the president of France, said that her head was a mess when she first started dating the future president, when he was only 15. And now the whole of Europe is a mess because of her. Sorry, I meant him. Where were the charges for her actions, after she admitted them? She took advantage of a naive 15-year-old boy when she was 40, and yet she's the victim, and in her head is a mess, even though she was the one that made his head make a mess all over her. Imagine what would have happened if he was 40 and she was 15. Number 21 are women's current dating standards. Remember, guys, her standards will only go up from here along with her weight. You'll have to do all of this in order to be with an obese single mother in a few years. This is the perfect woman for him. A 52-year-old trophy wife that just wants to stand there and look pretty. She's done being independent and now wants to be dependent. But technically, this guy doesn't even have enough money for this lifestyle. She needs to see his income and tax statement to validate. Moving on, here's what most of us should imagine when a lady says she's pansexual. It would be hotter if she could make a grilled cheese sandwich in that thing. It's a shame that pan isn't hot, then her eyes would be wide open as her tongue turns into barbecue. Number 23, here are how prices have gone up on average since the pandemic. 25%. Opt out of the system with Bitcoin or big tech stocks. Bitcoin has gone up after any given 4-year period, if you look at its history. Also, don't worry, everything is going to be okay because we just got 10 million plus new citizens. Plus, it's fine because the government says inflation is only really 3%. It's all Putin's fault. Up next, R&B singer Maya says that she's in a polygamous relationship and has been married to herself for 7 years. I guess she's chad-zoned a little bit too hard, and now a permanent alpha widow. If you want to know what this really means, it's that only her vibrators can stand her. But if she has sex with herself, doesn't that mean that she's cheating on herself? Number 25, and the last one, we have the simp of the century. His partner made him wait 4 years to sleep with her, but she did the deed with another man after only a week, and he's wondering if he should be pissed off about this. But he was friend-zoned in a dead bedroom scenario for 4 years, and he's wondering if he should get angry now. Looks like Chad got it first, and from the looks of things, she correctly judged this guy's a loser. Blue-pilled simps. There's no saving them. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.